ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As part of what the Trump administration calls its war on drug cartels, the Pentagon is now sending an aircraft carrier to the waters near Colombia and Venezuela. President Trump is in Qatar right now, a pit stop on his way through to a larger trip through Asia this week. Also on that trip is Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. The U.S. and Canada have been at odds over trade after Ontario aired an ad featuring Ronald Reagan discussing the virtues of free trade and the pitfalls of tariffs. White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
The Canadians have been very difficult to negotiate with. And you look at all the countries around the world that we've made deals with, and the fact that we're now negotiating with Mexico separately reveals that it's not just about one ad, that there's frustration that's built up.
Meanwhile, SNAP benefits for many Americans are set to expire this coming week as part of the ongoing government shutdown. This is ABC News. A shakeup at the Los Angeles Fire Department just a few months after the former fire chief was ousted over his handling of the most destructive wildfire in the city's history. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass selecting Deputy Chief Jaime Moore for the slot.
Keeping Angeleno safe is our most important responsibility. That is why, after a nationwide search, I am appointing an admired and expert firefighter and leader with more than 30 years of experience in the LAFD. Jaime Moore will serve as the next chief of the fire department.
The Palisades fire killed at least 12 people and destroyed or damaged nearly 8,000 homes, businesses, and other structures. At least two people were killed and seven others are in critical condition after a mass shooting in North Carolina overnight. A total of 13 people were shot just outside the town of Maxton. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll see highs in the low 50s and a chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 32. Sunshine with a high near 57 on Sunday. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low of 36. Monday, sunny and a high of 54. It's 51 at our studios.
Just a little bit, baby. Just a little bit. Let it go. Just children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart.
And the world
will be a better place. All the world.
Clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9
magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make all this change in me.
Play the greatest music ever made for all of Green Bay and the Fox Valley, 97.9 WGBW. Rich LoCascio over by the City Deck in our Civic Media Studios. 3 weeks from tonight, folks, at the Meyer Theater, Under the Street Lamp returns. It's a signature show that includes a bevy of hits by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, which this Jersey boy certainly appreciates. Also the Beach Boys, the Drifters, and Dion. Tickets are still available. Go to MeyerTheater.org for all the details. That, again, is 3 weeks from tonight, Saturday, November 15th, Under the Street Lamp at the Meyer Theater. More timeless hits coming up right here on 97.9 WGBW.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. Now, you and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So keep the season rolling by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Plus, the app for Prize Picks is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Prize Picks is also available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, they don't play about your money. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today, use code SUNDAY, and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code SUNDAY on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing, guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Rich LoCascio in our Civic Media Studios, 52 degrees. Yes, I know, that's more like it.
Love, look at the two of us, strange.
WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time, and there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine.
Yeah.
97.9 WGBW. Green Bay Gamblers Hockey is back in town tonight, 6:05 at the Rec Center. They're facing off against the Chicago Steel. Don't forget this Friday, it's also Hispanic Heritage Night, so get on out to the Rec Center and support the Gamblers.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, but on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume, Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like my fat. Devil with a blue dress on.
visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves. Leave your money.
We'll be right back.
We are the home of local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Rich Locascio in downtown Green Bay, over by the City Deck in our Civic Media Studios. Tomorrow, it is Segway Sunday, something that is surely satisfying more nonstop music for your Sunday soundtrack. We got it here on 97.9 WGBW as everyone is gearing up, chomping at the bit to see the Green Bay Packers take on the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow night, and their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. It still sounds so weird saying it out loud, but that's the reality of it, folks. Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers facing off against the Green Bay Packers. A-Rod's first game back in Green Bay, not with the Packers, but with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But before all that happens, Segway Sunday tomorrow afternoon right here on 97.9 WGBW. And more timeless hits are coming up right after this.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity to pad that resume, or maybe you just like helping out, I got just the event for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Wonders by Women is hosting a student-led volunteer opportunity for youth in the Green Bay area to help support the CART Auxiliary, a local nonprofit animal rescue, by providing them with toys as well as other items. Your participating in this event means you'll be making a variety of toys, fabric tug bones for dogs, cats, and other critters. So check it out. Sign up today. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
All I have to do is
much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
News coming up here at the top of the hour, and more timeless hits in your 2 o'clock hour. We got the Beach Boys coming up, Stevie Wonder, the Drifters, the Turtles. They're all right here on 97.9 WGBW.
Green eyed lady. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady,
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is meeting with the leaders of Qatar right now, which has played a role in the negotiations over the war between Israel and Hamas.
And the Prime Minister has been my friend and a friend to the world. And we've done a lot together in the last, especially in the last year. What we've done is incredible. Peace to the Middle East.
Trump next heads to Asia for a week.